right, y'all. Get ready for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. I'm one of your hosts, David Coker, proprietor of Dave Mark Inc., promoter, marketing expert, all around good guy. And, you know, my partner's going to say this in a few minutes. For those of you that listen to the show on a regular basis, you know how this goes, right? But I had to get it out there first, you know. Hey, what's going on, my partner, Mr. Lennon Young?
Dave, how you doing?
I'm here, man. I'm making it do what it do.
I understand. Yep, my name is Leonard Young, CEO of National Black Guide, DelawareBlack.com, Black media specialist, and an all-around good guy. Uh-huh. See, Dave, you're not going to get me off my game today.
I say the same thing every time. You tiptoeing, though.
Nah, no, nobody tiptoeing. Yeah. I mean, we all know. Hey, whoever listened to us today, go back to episode number one. go back to episode number one, and I say the same thing all around.
Oh my god! You know,
go ahead. Take it back to November. What was November 9th, November 4th? Yeah. One of them dates.
Now I got to hear about Mr. Consistency. Okay, that's what
hey. I'm just saying, you know, if we want to talk about the original, we got to take it back to the beginning.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway. I am fine, sir. How are you?
Good. No complaints. You know, trying to waiting on spring to get here. I'm not sure what.
We are sort of waiting on spring to get here. We keep getting teased that it's here. I mean, last night, man, I don't know. I thought I was going to I'd wait for Noah to come by and knock on my door and ask me if I wanted to take a boat ride with him, you know,
because it was coming down last night, man.
Yeah, man. I hadn't seen that kind of rain in a long time, you know.
It was just the way that it came down.
Yeah, it was just like the way that it came down, and it just like was continuous, you know. So, you know, and they said it was a lot of flooding in different areas.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm just glad that we woke up today and didn't have to deal with it like that. You know, I know it kind of spritzed a little bit, but it is what it is. So, but made it through the weekend. How was your Easter weekend?
You know, it was good. I'm pretty regular, you know, regular, quiet. Saturday night went to a comedy show, saw Cat Williams. He was up in Philadelphia.
You didn't tell anybody you were going to go see Cat Williams. I didn't get a ticket to go see Cat Williams.
I just told you now. You were busy. You remember you were going down to the tavern to hang out with DJ Tim Dog, okay?
Yeah, speaking of DJ Tim Dog, we have to say happy birthday to him. His birthday was yesterday, actually, so happy birthday, DJ Tim Dog. And he did his little thing down there at the tavern on Saturday. Yeah, he did.
So. Yeah, I saw him on video. He was dancing with all the ladies down there. Oh, was that your video? Is that your video?
Yeah, I took that video.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. He was getting his little two step on, you know, well, one and a half step. So, you know, but he was doing his thing. So the show was okay. The Cat Williams addressed the Chris Rock thing.
I don't think so. Now I feel like he said something like he was about to. Oh well, I mean he kind of did. Basically, he was just saying if he saw Will's hand coming at him, he would like danced out the way. So he was doing like this little shuffle that he was doing of him dodging Will Smith's hands. But I mean, for the most part, that was pretty much it. But it was cool because he brought out two surprise guests. So he brought out Mr. Cooper, Mark Cooper.
Oh yeah, I heard that he was supposed to be with him. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I said Mark Cooper was hilarious, had me rolling. And then he also brought out Lunell. comedian Lunell.
Yeah, yeah. That's his girl. So, yeah, Lunell. Lunell tours with him a lot.
Yeah. Oh, does she? Yeah, so.
Yeah, yeah, she does.
Yeah, yeah. It was pretty funny. So, I mean, that definitely a good show. And kind of like we were talking about knowing the arc, that Saturday, Noah had his arc out there too, because, you know, walking those couple blocks. And you know what was crazy? So Saturday was off and on pouring or raining at nighttime. When you go into the Leocora Center, you cannot take umbrellas inside. So when I say,
so what'd you do with them?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, me and my wife, we didn't have an umbrella, so we got wet walking there. But if you have an umbrella, you have to, when they have the security checkpoint, you have to leave it right there. So when we went through a security checkpoint, there were like 80 umbrellas on the ground.
Just sitting there.
Yeah, because you can't take them in. And, you know, I mean, ain't nobody running it back to the car.
Let me ask a question, because you were in PA. Did the people have masks on?
They did not. Maybe.
Yeah, because, you know, that's supposed to be one of the laws up there right now, yeah, but, you know, because they brought that mandate back.
Right, but didn't it start today? I mean, it started yesterday, Monday.
Well, oh yeah, it did start. Yeah, because it was. That's right, it did start yesterday. So y'all got in just before it started.
Right,
and because they were talking about at the Sixers game last night, which was packed. And shout out to the Sixers; they're up 2-0 in the playoffs. Nobody had on masks inside the Wells Fargo Center. And that's all they were talking about, because it was, you know, it was like everybody was rebelling against it. Right. You know what I mean? So, and even the security people didn't have masks on. Yeah. So, yeah,
I mean, it's crazy out there.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not happy about that whole thing up there. So, but okay. I hear Dave Chappelle is heading his way too. And he's going to be up in Atlantic City at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Oh, okay. And I know Chris Rock's supposed to be here in the next month or two as well, either Philly or AC.
Well, he might not want to come to Philly.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah.
Will might be in Philly. You never know. You know, he might not want to come. You know, he might be saying, I don't know. Will might be there. I don't know. So, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. All right, Dave.
We don't want Will to slap, you know, Chris Rock again into last
Why not?
August.
Why not?
Because of last August.
Hold on, you said because of what?
Last August.
see, folks. This is what I got to put up with. These jokes. They still over here cracking up.
Because I know you thought that was funny. But anyway. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
All right. So Dave, we're gonna go ahead and get this news and trends with Dave and Lynn started. So the first topic is something that when I first read the headlines, I almost couldn't even believe it. So I'm gonna read the headlines straight from the New York Post. It says, man wins $450,000 lawsuit after surprise work birthday party triggers a panic attack. So, you know, long story short, and I just condensed this article and then we can kind of talk about it. There was a guy in Kentucky. He, you know, periodically suffered panic attack due to anxiety. Where he worked, they were coming up on his birthday. So he asked the office manager, when he started with the company, he asked the office manager not to throw him a birthday party. So of course, you know, the manager forgot, you know, goes ahead and sets up a birthday party, coworkers, cake and all. When they started the birthday party festivities, the guy started to have a panic attack and, you know, he would basically just had to go to his car where he, you know, spent an hour trying to recover. So the next day, the bosses held a meeting about his behavior. So, you know, I guess when the way he left, it just kind of looked crazy and he, you know, rushed out the room. So they held a meeting regarding his behavior with him there, of course. and he has a second panic attack and is forced to leave as well. So while he is out, while he is out, his bosses fire him from the job. So one thing they say is that he acted violently when he was trying to exit the party. And then two, they're saying that he stole his coworker Joy because, you know, I guess they were excited for the party and he was like a sourpuss and left, caused a scene. And after that, the party was over. So of course he filed a lawsuit. Via this lawsuit, he won $450,000 against the company. So how that breaks down is he got $120,000 in lost wages and benefits, $30,000 in future wages, and $300,000 for past, present, future, mental pain, suffering, and anguish. So, you know, hearing that stuff, I'm like, damn. Because, you know, nowadays more and more we hear about people having anxiety. I know even myself, like certain situations, I get anxiety. I've never had a panic attack, but you know, it's just surprising that, you know, he sued for $450,000 and got it. And, you know, I know you, you know, you and your background, I'm sure you can give some insight on this as well.
Well, interesting. The anxiety thing, that's very real. I could see people having issues with having anxiety and when things are going or done that they don't want to have done. I'm going to put it that way. Mm-hmm. You know, because they know what their triggers are, you know. I could see where this could be a real thing, and it definitely was something that he didn't want to happen because he's not good in big crowds or, you know, when there's a lot of people celebrating and stuff like that. I could see that happening. But for this to be where they were able to get a lawyer and be able to make this happen, it had to be pretty traumatizing for him.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And especially when it happened a second time with his boss, you know, after it is funny. It just seems like there was no compassion for him at all at any point.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
he runs out of the party. It seems like they would have checked on him
right
to see if he was okay. Now, if he acted in a violent manner and, you know, like he was totally pissed off or something like that, I could see maybe why people might not have came to him and comforted him. But if he acted in like a moment where he definitely had like anxiety set in and they could tell that he wasn't himself, then I don't see why there wasn't more compassion for him. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree. You know, when they say
how old of a person was this guy, by the way?
I'm not sure that it said. I did not see that in the, oh, I'm sorry, 29.
Okay, so he's
29 as of 2019.
Okay. Yeah.
So when I was reading the article, when they said acted violently, my thought was when he started to have the panic attack, he was probably just trying to make his way to the exit. You know, like probably just a situation where he's just trying to get out of there. You know, I wasn't thinking violently like anyone thought they were going to get hurt, but you know, he probably, you know, you know,
no, when they probably tried to grab him,
try to stop him, console him, all that
and
stuff.
And he probably shook him off and said, hey, I got to go. I can't stay here. That type of thing. That's probably what happened. It's unfortunate that it came to what it came to, but then you know, he got the $450,000. Now, of course.
Yeah, he did.
You know, now, what about on the flip side? What if this was something planned?
Well, then he got the $450,000. You know, it played off. But, mm-hmm. you know, I would also think in order for him to be able to get that money, he probably would have had to have a proven diagnosis condition
right.
prior to starting that job that, you know, kind of helped support his cause. Because, you know, the thing I was thinking, too, is, you know, nowadays we hear about like, and I mean, not in a bad way, but, you know, everybody has anxiety, you know, so I'm not exactly sure what pushes it over the edge in his case to have like a panic attack. But I've seen some people have panic attacks, and I can definitely see them feeling like they're going to die, because when I see someone having a panic attack, you know, it's definitely a scary situation. Or can
oh, be. Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. I mean, you know, because all of a sudden they can't breathe. There's a lot of, you know, they feel that their space has been violated. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot going on with that. And if that was the case or whatever, you know, yeah, I guess the whole thing is, though, I just from hearing what you said about the article, I'm just curious about the reaction of the company and why, you know, the reaction of the people at the party and the reaction of the bosses. Now, of course, they probably let him go because they probably were worried about the future, and they didn't think they could work with a person like that because he couldn't handle pressure, according to what they were probably looking at, you know, and that he was going to have panic attacks or lash out, whatever he was doing at the time on a regular basis. And that's why they let him go. But of course, they also gave him fuel and ammunition to go
right.
make a lawyer. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, $450,000, you know, it's not a bad payoff. Well,
yeah,
he got not. All of that, or was that what he got after his lawyer fees? I wonder, you know, what exactly he ended up with.
Yeah. So
whether he got the $450,000.
So, I mean, that was probably before lawyer fees. I'm looking at the article. It also says his bosses told him he was fired because they were worried about him being angry and possibly violent in the future. Mm-hmm. His lawyer says that there was no chance of him becoming violent, that he was simply using coping techniques to calm himself down during both of his panic attacks. So, you know, I mean, I guess violent and angry is, you know, perception. But, you know, he says that was not the case.
Right. Well, it's you know, it's an interesting story. And of course, do we dare acknowledge one particular thing?
Huh. Well, you said whether he was black or white.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, of course, it doesn't. In fact, I wonder if I can find a picture of him while you are contemplating. So his last name is Berling, Berling. Let me see if there's a picture real quick of him. So, well, hold on, Dave. So what do you think he is?
I think he's white. I'm going to be honest with you. Because, you know, it's hard. I think it would be harder for us to prove something like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
You know, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure it would be harder for us to do that. So, and you said Berling?
Yeah, Berling. No picture of him. Well, I'm sorry. Okay. There's too many Berlings on here to,
okay.
you know, look right. through the profile.
Well, I'm almost sure that he's white.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And not that should, anyway. So all I'm going to say is that interesting story. I'm going to leave it at that. And, you know, I'm not mad at him for what happened and him getting that money. Because if he really had issues that they didn't want and they wasn't empathetic or anything towards him, then it only serves them right. You know what happened? Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it.
So let me ask you a quick question. So, you know, we always hear that anxiety and depression are part of mental health, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that employers should start having some type of mental health check before hiring or as part of that hiring process?
No, because I think that's going to get into a whole bunch of legal stuff, you know, as far as, you know, you know, they have certain rights, you know, violating their civil rights or something like that. You know, I'm sure they'll come up with some type of legal term or legal thing that employers are doing to look, you know, not look at a person on a whole level, just center in on what could be considered a disability or whatever the case may be.
Right.
You know, because, you know, I taught for a long time, and one of the things I taught was professional development, and one of the things I used to talk about is that, you know, in most states, you cannot not hire a person because they had some type of disability. You know, if they felt they can do the job, then you were supposed to interview that person based on what that job description was. And if there were things that that person may need to help them do their job more effectively, like if the person was blind,
right,
they needed to have, you know, the special equipment, you know, and also maybe have somebody there to help them do their job, then the company, if that person proves that they can do the job, then the company is supposed to make the allowances for that. So I don't think there should be any type of screening done, because come on, man, these days almost everybody has emotional issues.
Yeah.
everybody got something. Yeah, you know, remember, I'm a social worker, so, and I see it all the time. I mean, there's more and more claims that have already been filed and that are being filed with Social Security for Social Security disability, and most of them are emotional claims, you know, or dealing with mental illness.
Right.
So you can't discriminate in that respect. I wouldn't, if you're going to put something out there trying to screen people to find out if they're mentally stable enough to do the job that they're trying, that's going to cause some problems. You're going to get yourself in some issues, I think.
Okay. All right. Well, there it is.
There you have it. So, you know, when you go to replay this, folks, my name is Leonard Young, and I just wanted to make sure that you guys know that, okay? All right, and I'm just letting you know, okay? All right, in case there's any issues, Leonard Young, Esquire, is my last name.
Esquire.
Okay,
David.
That's so wrong. Anyway, moving on. I saw the story and I was kind of, I don't know, it's funny, I had kind of a mixed reaction to the story, because I wasn't sure whether I should be mad, whether I should be sad about it, you know what I mean? So I'm going to share this story with you guys. The title says, Stockton Police Fire Over 30 Shots at a Car of an Unarmed Black Woman, Killing Her After a Chase. Now, this is in Stockton, California. So I'm just going to read a little bit of this for you so you can kind of get a picture of what's going on. And then, Len, I don't know if you got a chance to see the video, but the video is pretty interesting when you look at the video.
Okay.
I sent you the link for the video. Yeah. It says the police department in Stockton, California is under fire for an officer after an officer fired more than 30 bullets into the car of an unarmed Black woman on February 22nd. As reported by NBC News, body cam footage released April 7th shows Tracy Gaeta, 54, is fatally shot after Officer Kyle Rivera emptied multiple clips at the grandmother's vehicle. The fatal shooting occurred after the victim backed her car into a police patrol car. And then it says, no matter what was going on with her, even if she had committed a heinous crime, he didn't have the right to shoot her. He never threatened him, said Gary G. Williams, a lawyer for the family, as reported by Black Enterprise. I'm going to stop right there. I saw the video. And when you look at the video, it shows the woman is in her car. She's actually kind of running from the police. The police are chasing her. They're at a light. She bumps into a police cruiser and takes off. And they're chasing her. And then all of a sudden you see her. She ducks onto this one-way street and is going down a one-way street against the grain of the traffic, blowing past traffic lights and everything. They finally get her cornered. This one police officer gets her cornered. And she stops. And he goes to get out of the car to go up to the car. She backs up into his vehicle. And he pulls out his gun and just starts shooting at her. Now, I don't know how many shots it was. They said could have been around 19 shots or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, they say 30.
Bam, 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 bam. The car stops. Well, all together, right? That wasn't 30 the first clip. Yeah, I think it was all together.
Okay.
He might have fired 30 shots. Yeah. So the first set, he fired twice, you know, but he unloaded his clip, you know, each time. So I said, you know, looks like she might have been dead because, I mean, he's shooting. He's not more than 20 yards away from her, you know. He's shooting pretty close. Then she takes off and starts moving the car again and trying to get her car straightened out so she could take off. And that's when he starts shooting again. And that's when she is fatally shot during that second time. Did you find the video, by the way?
Yeah, yep. So I just watched the video now, and it's definitely, you know, more than I thought it would be.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, no, I mean, it is crazy. And, you know, kind of like Dave says, so, you know, I guess my thought pattern is, you know, I'm curious what she was doing, what she was trying to do, where she was going. It definitely.
Well, the daughter talks in the video. There's one point that one of her daughters is talking, and the daughter even says, "Well, yeah, it was, you know, it was crazy what she was doing, but the daughter felt that she was having some type of nervous breakdown at the time." Because of stuff that was going on.
Okay.
She said, but she's not, she wasn't a violent person and, you know, so forth. So for her to do what she said was really out of character for her. But when you look at that video, right, it almost looked like she robbed a bank or something and was trying to get away, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, she was definitely pulling her O.J. Simpson. You know, she was... She didn't have no white Bronco, but yeah, I mean, it was definitely weird. The only thing I can think about is if he was you know, it, if he was in fear of his life,
should have a white Bronco.
Right. But, you know, so it, if he was in fear of his life, then that'd probably be
his. He didn't have a gun. That's what was so crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, she was moving a little crazy with the car, though. And, you know.
Yeah, she was. When she bumped him, you didn't see that coming. You know, she just kind of just puts it in reverse and rams him. And you can hear him say, she just rammed me. Right. And that's when he takes his gun out. Now, I still don't get, and I would like to know, you know, if we have any cops listening or, you know, any law enforcement people listening who want to comment, please make sure you do. You know, you can go to our page and comment about it. But is it common practice for, if somebody hits your vehicle like that, to shoot them? Because I thought it was a little bit excessive.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, like I was wondering the same thing. You asked what I was thinking. I wonder if, you know, behind closed doors, they're like, okay, if someone tries to ram your vehicle with you in it, you know, shoot them, or, you know, just kind of like standard for, you know, that situation. But I mean, it's definitely wild.
Well, they said that Rivera, the cop, was placed on a 3-day pay. Here we go again. That word we heard this before, right? Paid administrative leave, and he's reportedly back to work. You know, he went back to work already. So, you know, so, and of course, you know, the family is alleging that the officer used excessive force, which, hey, and taking a look at the video, it's clear that he did. For him, right. I mean, when you see him pull out that gun, like I said, she wasn't that far away. That car wasn't that far away from him, right? When he started unloading and shooting.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was close. It looked like about 10 feet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so why couldn't he just, now, I know he might have been scared to walk up on the car because she did ram his car. I mean, I don't know if she was high on or maybe she was going through some anxiety. Here we go again with anxiety. Maybe that's why he was scared, but he wasn't scared to pull that gun out and unload that clip.
Not at all. Well, here, let me ask you this, Dave. If you were a police officer and you were in this situation, she backed up into your patrol vehicle, what would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I would have. I don't know. You know, it's funny. When you have time to think about stuff like this, you're going to react differently.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in the moment, it's a whole different story. I just don't know if I would have pulled the gun out and started shooting. I might have had the gun in my hand and just saying, hold up. But he could have shot out the tires. There's a number of things he could have did. If you're going to fire the gun at the wheels, you know, so she can't go but so far. But that guy clearly was not aiming at the tires. So it just seems like a weird situation. Maybe there's some stuff that we don't know. She could have been high. I don't know. But I know when I saw the video, it just threw me for a loop because I was trying to figure out what exactly is going on here. And of course, here we go. Why am I always the one bringing this stuff up, by the way? You always stay clear of what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it. You always try to get me.
Well, hold on. I think we already know what you're about to say. Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Well, why don't you go ahead and say it? Why don't you go ahead and say it then?
Were you going to say, was he white? Was he white?
Was no, he white? She wasn't.
No,
she wasn't.
The cop. Well, I mean, was that your question? Was the cop white?
Well, the cop definitely was white.
Okay. All right. So what is your question? Did he shoot her because she black?
Here we go again. Here we go again. You know, the female was black. Now, I don't know if he had been chasing her the whole time. I know there was a number of cops on the main road with her. I know they had to see her. You know, I just wondered if that would have happened if that was a white driver.
Okay. And especially a white old lady.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we definitely seen worse. So watching this made me think of, I don't know if you remember, I think it happened maybe 3 or 4 years ago, but the video just came out last year when there was an elderly black lady. She was on the road, on the highway. The cops came up behind her. She did not know. She did not know they were behind her. And she was riding for about 10, 15 minutes, sirens all behind her. When she finally realized that she was being tailed by the police, she pulled over to the side. They went and they yanked her out the car. This is an elderly black lady. They pulled, and I may be saying too much, and I have to look for the story, but she had braids. They pulled her by her braids out the car. And of course, you know, it was caught on video and, you know, she sued and all that. Her thing was she was either coming from a funeral, going to a funeral, was, you know, distracted. But, you know, just the way that they treated this elderly black lady just showed that they had no regard. You know, she was definitely not armed, elderly, you know, so there was no need to drag her out the car by her hair, by her braids. So, you know, that kind of leads me to this same question where it's like, okay, do these officers, do they respect not just black women, but do they respect elderly black women?
Obviously not. I don't think they respect anybody. Might be a minority. I'm trying to be careful about what I say, because my thinking is we've just had too many stories over the years, all of these different type of things that's happened. I just read something the other day. I forget who the celebrity was. It was a celebrity, her 21-year-old son had just gotten harassed by some cops. And
you talking about Kirk Franklin's son?
No, not that. Okay. No, not that situation. No, this was somebody else, and I can't remember. I heard it yesterday. I can't remember who it was, but they said that how shook up the young kid was, because it was the first time he'd ever been stopped by a cop.
Right.
And the cops really gave him a hard time, and he was driving a nice car, of course, because his parents had money. And, you know, it always remind me the scene. There's a scene in the show Bel Air, the remake. Hold on,
don't give it away, because you still haven't given me your password yet, so I can watch it. Okay.
Oh my God. okay. All right. This is a ghetto fabulous world we live in, folks.
Yeah, you know,
it's password sharing and
sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring. You know, you can go on YouTube and watch. You know that, right?
For free? No, I did not know that.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, YouTube, everything on YouTube, man. You just have to wait. You might have to wait a few days, but if you go on there, put in full episode of Bel Air, you'll be able to see it.
All right, so just so everyone listening, he did not give me his password. He's directed me other places. So, Dave, why don't you just say,
oh my God,
I'm not giving you my password.
No, That's why Netflix is going through the thing they're going through now about not to share passwords because of people like you, man. There you go. I'll tell you, man.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I just told you how you can watch it for free, and you want me to give you my password. Okay, all right, I got you. We'll talk offline about that, man.
I'm trying to watch all the Peacock shows. I'm trying to watch all the Peacock shows.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, that there's a scene in there, and this is not going to kill you with what I'm about to say. There's a scene in there where Will and Carlton are throwing a party. It's funny because what I like about the show is they go back to a lot of the old shows, and mm-hmm. they kind of piggyback on a lot of those shows. So they were throwing a big party. The parents were out of town. And there's a scene in there where Carlton gets mad at his white friend. The white friend leaves the house, tells his father or somebody that there's a party going on at Carlton's house, and they're drinking and everything. The cops show up. So the cops come in and say, who lives here? Whose house is this? And Carlton immediately says, it's my house. I live here. And they look at Carlton and say, no, who really lives here? Why do we have, because right away, they looked at him and said, no way, because he's black.
Right.
It's a nice house, of course, And everybody's trying to tell him it's his house, but they didn't want to believe him, So this is the type of stuff that happens to us on a regular basis. I tell my sons, I have two sons, and I tell them both, I used to tell them when they were coming up, hey, look, you ever get stopped by a cop, don't give them a bunch of lip. Try to do what they ask you to do.
Right.
Because they want you to act up. You just got to be smart about it. So,
it is
what it is.
I was just going to say real quick before we move to the next story, but, I think cops nowadays, I think they are intimidated and have stereotyped black men. So it's like any small move you make, like it should never be the case where you're reaching for your wallet, a cell phone, a pen, a piece of paper, and you get shot, And I mean, I understand cops got to be on their defense, but, I think the stereotype of the black man has is too much for some of them to process.
Right. Right. And that's true. And let me say this, too. I have a lot of friends that are former cops, some that are still on the force. This is not about all cops. This is about those ones who have issues with certain people, meaning minorities. And I'm not just saying black people, because it's not just black people. I think for the most part, we need the cops, and they do a good job and so forth. And of course, there's a lot of cop shooting going on these days.
Yeah.
So they have to be careful every time they walk up to a vehicle. When I watch a cop stop somebody and I see them walk up to the vehicle, they use extreme caution walking up to the vehicles, except for the ones that are looking to start something. They walk up in a different way.
Right.
They're not being cautious because they feel they're the person in charge of the situation. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, but it is what it is. I hope we find out everything that was going on with this because, of course, they're not saying everything. We don't know what the woman was doing. We don't know what kind of day she was having. She was obviously was having a right. bad day. Hopefully, they get to the bottom of it. And if it goes to court, hopefully justice will be served. So I'm going to leave it there. I'm gonna leave it there. He gets a chance, you know, this video. Okay. So moving on, you are listening to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. We always thank you for tuning in. We enjoy the fact that you guys have taken the time to listen to us. So continue to do so. If you have any comments or anything, feel free to leave those comments. We definitely do read them. We definitely enjoy reading them, and we definitely will get back to you. So thank you for taking the time to listen to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. Waiting on my partner to get our merchandising now. As a matter of fact, I'm getting people to ask me about the t-shirts. Lynn, when we're going to get these t-shirts and things out?
All right, yeah. So we got some pre-orders.
Putting them on the spot, y'all. Putting them on the spot.
We got some pre-orders that are going to be ready soon. So Dave, so just tell them to cash app it to us.
Okay. This is the world we live in. You said don't cash app it. Okay. All right. We'll have you'll be able to see the selection that the different things that to choose from. You should see them on our webpage soon and everything. So make sure you definitely get a couple of these shirts so you can dress like us, because we'll be wearing our shirts as well. So, all right. Moving on. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we got another story that I wanted to talk about. This one is kind of personal story, because it involved an athlete, a young lady who was the number 8 ranked basketball female player in the country. So, you know, she's one of the top 10 best players in the country in the year 2022 in high school. She was being recruited by everybody, and she just recently signed with USC, University of Southern California. Her name is Aaliyah Gales, and unfortunately, she'll never get a chance to play. It looks like, at least this year, anyway. You see, she was shot, unfortunately, at a house party. There was a number of shots that rang out, and a couple people were shot, and she happened to be one of them. She was shot multiple times at this party in Vegas. Scary. When you think of it, your child's out at a party. She just signed, you know, her letter of intent to go to USC, 18 years old. And here she is at this party. A fight had broken out, and 4 people were shot after, you know, the fight turned into gunfight. Now, fortunate enough, they said that she's going to survive. Her and the 3 other victims will be all right. She's already had 2 emergency surgeries already, but it's really, really a shame. And especially when you have so much going for you, as a father of a former basketball player and female basketball player, and then knowing I watched college women's college basketball on a regular basis, so I probably would have seen her play this year coming up. Hopefully she can still play. They haven't said how bad the injuries will affect her athletics, you know, as far as her being a basketball player, you know, and so forth and so forth, whether she's going to be able to rehab and be able to get back on the basketball court. Some people haven't. But this makes you think about parties in general and having these type of parties. You know, it seems like now when the celebrities have these big parties and everything, it's always some kind of gunfight that happens. Have you ever noticed? People, you know, there was at least three of them over the, you know, in the last 6 months that there's been, that's been widely publicized where people were shot at a party or whatever the case may be. I remember as growing up, house parties was the rage. It really was. You wouldn't relate to that. You didn't do a lot of house party stuff, right?
Why didn't I?
Because I figured by the time you got to that age, it wasn't like it was when I was coming up. House parties was the thing back then. It wasn't the clubs, it was the house party.
Yeah, so I mean, definitely high school wasn't a really big house party, you know, in my life. But college, yes, you know, college definitely. So
those were dorm parties. That was the dorm party days.
No. I mean, these were people who lived off campus in apartments.
Oh, off campus had their parties.
Yeah, apartments, townhouses, houses. You know, so. You know, me and my people, we definitely visited a lot of house parties. And but, you know, I think the thing about house parties is that kind of makes it difficult is, and I mean, not to sound super uptight, but there's no guest list, you know. House party, you know, it's like anybody and everybody is coming, you know, I mean, anybody and everybody's coming. So, you know, when you start mixing a whole bunch of people who don't know each other in an area, and then you're providing, drinks, maybe drugs, you know, I mean, I can definitely see how that stuff can get out of hand.
Yeah. Well, when people are drinking and whatever, because, you know, if you got a bunch of young people, just like I just said about the whole scene from Bel Air, they all had drinks and they all were drinking and so forth and so forth. And I know a lot of the parents, because I've seen different articles about parents that have teenagers to drink, and they rather they drink at home than to be out in the streets drinking. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So there's a lot of that goes on, but even still, I would be a little concerned with, you know, especially nowadays, because of the attitudes that people tend to have. People's attitudes just flare up so quickly anymore, you know? Like, when I throw a house party now, no.
Hold on. When do you throw a house party?
Huh?
And I ain't get no invite? Okay, I see how you...
I said,
First it was a peacock password. First it was a peacock password. Now I'm not getting no invite to the house party. Okay, I understand. And you live around the corner.
Well, that's because I ain't having one. That's because I ain't gonna have one. First of all, nowadays people come in your house to tear your house up. And I mean, we'll have to clean that up.
Hopefully not at our age. You know. I'm about to say,
I don't know. The adults can tend to be the worst ones.
Wow.
Plus, look, I remember going to a friend of mine's party. He had a house party. He lives down in Maryland. I never forget going to this party. He had just moved into this house. He had been there maybe 2 months. And, you know, so it was kind of a housewarming party type thing. He invited all, and he's from Delaware, but he lives in Maryland now. So he invited a bunch of us from up here, and some of his people from down there and family. And he has a nice sized house. It's a little bit bigger than your house. It's huge, people. He lives in a big house.
Lies.
So it was, you know, it's a roomy house, and plus we were out on his patio in the back of the house as well. So I'm telling you, it must have been 100 people there. I mean, it was a lot of people. Okay. So they had a party. Of course, he's trying to maintain. Party must have ended around 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. It was crazy, right? When everybody left. Place was a mess when everybody left, you know. Paper everywhere, cups everywhere. It was just crazy. And I said, you know, I remember saying to him the next day, because I left around 1, and he was telling me that people didn't leave till like 4 or something in the morning. And I said, so there, nobody helped you to clean up? He said, nope, everybody rolled out. I said, okay. So 2 days later, I talked to him again, and I said, so did you get everything back together? Is everything cleaned up? He said, man, somebody stole my wife's jewelry.
Wow.
He said a couple pair of his shoes were gone.
Damn.
Because this guy's a dresser. You know, he spends a lot of money on clothing. A couple of his sneakers were gone. You know, so they had cased the joint. Some of the china out of the china closet that they had was missing. Some of their wine glasses were missing.
God damn! Where were they at when the party was happening? They must have had their eyes closed.
Well, they were there, but remember, there's 100 people there, man. You can't eye on everybody, right? Somebody had sex in the guest room. Messed the room all up, if you know what I mean.
I get it.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy. And I said, what? He said, man. And, and apparently there were people there that he didn't know. There, you like you said, with a house party, everybody's going to show up. You know right. what I'm saying? So you may bring people. You may know some people, but you ain't going to know everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And somebody went through his house and people went through his house and they cased the door. Now, that's the only thing with doing a party these days. Are you going to open your house up like that? Do you have to hide everything? Do you have a wall safe that you put everything in that's valuable? You know, it's I just don't trust people like that anymore to want to have people party like that. You know, now if it's a small party, you know, you guys are chilling mostly or whatever the case. I mean, that's one thing. But to have 100 people at my house?
Right.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, you so know? Like so. In his case, I could definitely see, and I feel like I would do this or I would want to do this is, you know, I'm going to lock all the doors that they don't need to go in. So I don't know if that involves, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to lock all the doors they don't need to go in, you know, and I probably will be.
So that means that if you didn't have locks on your doors already, you would put locks on them for that situation.
If I thought it was going to be 100 people, now if it's like 20 people and I know a majority of them, okay, that's a little bit different. But 100, you know, I mean, because you know, 100 is a lot of people. So I mean, if it's 100 people, and I'm thinking that I may not know a majority of them, yeah, you know, I'm either going to do that. Or I'm going to be mainly in a position where I can see if people are going, you know, upstairs. So like, you know, just for example, when I think about my house, we have a bathroom on the main level and then there's a common bathroom upstairs. And times when we've had stuff, people will go upstairs to go to the bathroom. But, you know, I'm just thinking if there was 100 people, a lot of people going upstairs that I didn't know, you know, I definitely feel a certain way.
Yeah, and that's the thing, because even with the bathroom situation, okay, you got 100 people there, you got 2 bathrooms.
You know, right. You know, and people drinking, so you know, yeah, that's how I speed up there.
Yeah, so quite naturally, everybody can't go to the bathroom, you know, use just the bathroom down on the first floor, so everybody's going to be wandering upstairs to find the other bathroom. And it's just like, you know, now, you know, where I live, you know, it's not you know, the size of your house, but I got 2.5 baths. And, you know, but one of the bathrooms is actually
in a bedroom,
my bedroom. Yeah. So, you know, and so I don't want people, I don't want people traveling through my bedroom to get to my bathroom.
Exactly.
You know, so the other bathrooms in the hall, but you know, it's just crazy. The whole thing is really crazy. When I talked to that guy, he told me all that stuff. My mouth dropped open. And I was just like, wow. I said, they got you for all that, you know? And he said, yeah, he said, this is crazy. I try to do something, have something nice, and people want to come. And of course, when he talked to her, now he knew there were some people there he didn't know. And so he questioned a couple people who brought people with them that, you know, he didn't know who they were.
Right.
And he said there's a chance that these people might have walked away with some stuff that they didn't have when they came in there, you know. But, of course, you know, he never got that stuff back. Yeah. You know, they got him pretty good. So,
yeah, I mean, that's crazy.
He had to file an insurance claim, you know.
Did he really? Wow.
Yeah, he did. Okay. Yeah, he did. He had to file an insurance claim. Yeah. So, but. That's why, no. The answer is no for me. I can do a house. You know, so I'm not taking that. You know, and her career, you know, I don't know if it's going to be cut short or whatever the case may be. But 18 years old, shot multiple times. That's rough, man.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Thank God she didn't die. Thank God she didn't die, though. You know, so.
Right.
Yeah, because this could have been another tragic story as opposed to, you know, a bunch of senselessness happening, you know, crazy. So, but anyway, I just wanted to bring that story up because, like I said, I am a fan of women's basketball. So I just wanted to bring that story up. So the sending our prayers, Dave and Lynn, send prayers to your way, Miss Gales, and hopefully you get better soon. All right.
What's so, next? So the next story is something I saw on social media actually just today. And, you know, so it kind of spins on the whole house party thing, too. So we're talking about the house party in terms of having people over to your house. But so this is what it says. It says, anyone else wonder how quickly a new pandemic will wipe out the human race? Because we have truly shown our species to be deeply self-destructive. Next paragraph, we won't wear simple masks to stem a deadly virus. What happens when the next contagion comes along? So, you know, I thought that was an interesting post because that's something I thought about before, Dave, where, okay, you know, COVID, you know, some people wore masks, some people refused to. Some people got the shot, some people refused to. Some people quarantined, some people refused to. So if there was really a virus to come around that really required us to all be on the same page, you know, I don't think we'd make it. Like, I just don't, you know, even with this COVID, and I'm sure there are a lot more more severe viruses out there, but if we can't be on one accord for, you know, COVID-19, and, you know, which I understand because, you know, things have changed, what we've been told has changed, and what we've been doing is changing, but if there was a more severe virus that came around that required people to all be on the same, you know, wave path, I don't know if the human race would make it.
I agree, Leonard. I agree. Too many people on both sides of the fence, and then there's a whole different crew straddling it. You know what I mean? You know, so, you know, they're already pushing people to get the second booster already because they're worried about what's to come. You know, the virus situation is not going anywhere. It's going to be around. It's scary. I don't know if we can survive. If we got hit again, the way we got hit in 2019 when this whole thing started, 2020, I guess, right?
Yeah, 2020.
Yeah, 2020. When this whole thing started, that's scary, though. 2020. We've been dealing with this for 2 years now.
I know.
So,
feels like a lifetime.
It feels like a lifetime. I don't know if we'll be able to do what we just, well, I don't know. We'll be a little more prepared, maybe. Because even though they talked about we had pandemics before, you know, with swine flu and some of the other stuff that happened.
Right.
You know, I never forget when AIDS came about. They, you know, that was like, that was scary too. I remember when that happened.
Why, but, dude, you're out there running the streets? Got a little...
Man, that stuff, they started talking about that, it made you stop right dead in your tracks, man. It right. made you say, you know, I'm yeah, good. Okay, I think I'm going to slow down. Yeah, I'm good, you know. So, but this thing here has really just changed the way we look at everything now. Remember how when you saw somebody walking around with a mask pre-2020?
Yeah, you thought they were crazy. And
you say to yourself, you thought they were crazy. Like, this person a germaphobe? You know, that's what normally came to your mouth, you know, or your mind, you know. But now, that doesn't look crazy. And apparently that person was way ahead of their time, you know. So, if it hits big, I don't know. It's I think we're more educated, but I think the question more so is, do we want to do the things that we need to do to survive a second one? Because we, you know, that first one, man, it wiped us out, man. You know, look at all that happened. With the quarantining, people losing their job. Well, people got richer. You know, a lot of people got sat home, got richer, but they couldn't really go anywhere to spend it. And when they went to the store, it wasn't anything on the shelf. Keep that in mind, too. Remember, you know, you couldn't buy paper towels. Look, toilet paper, man, people, look. I saw a kid on the street one day selling toilet paper.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, he was selling water and toilet paper. Bottled water and toilet paper.
So the only thing he was missing was the sanitizer. He would have the trifecta right there.
I guess he couldn't get remember, that sanitizer was hard to get.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, he couldn't get that. But it's just, you know, this is where we are, man. I mean, this is new way of life. This is the world we live in. And it's really scary to think that, you know, when they started talking, like a couple of weeks ago, they were talking about in the UK, they had 5 million cases in the UK of this new variant.
Oh, wow.
Where did the pandemic start from the last time? In the UK. You know, so here we go. So, I don't know. I don't want to know either. I don't want to know what's going to happen later. Yeah. I don't want to find out.
I know.
I don't know what
we just
what
let it take us by surprise.
I don't know if we'd be able to survive. Yeah. Right now we're dealing with what we're dealing with, and even that's hard. But, you know, as long as we don't start seeing those maps again with all the dark colors on it, you know, this is you know the heavily infected areas and all of this kind of stuff. You travel all the time.
We stay masked up.
Well.
I mean, not that it matters too much, because I know, you know, there's some people, you know, there's always going to be a time where you take your mask off, take it down, forget it, you know, just, I mean, so, I mean, we were very fortunate and I'm thankful for it.
Well, we were talking before we came on, I was talking about the Sixers game last night. You know, they had the new mask mandate in Philadelphia that started yesterday, right?
Yep, Monday.
With the city, you know, with the restaurants and everything, and all of the sports complex and everything. So you're supposed to wear a mask inside these venues. Well, the Sixers had a playoff game last night. Nobody had masks on. Yeah. Because everybody was protesting. Because right now, Philadelphia is the only city with the mask mandate in the country right now.
Right.
And, of course, everybody's pissed off up there.
Well, you know, it's crazy, too, because so Philadelphia put the mask mandate in effect, and you saw the airlines and the airports took the mask mandate off. So now on an airplane, airport employees, passengers, you don't have to wear a mask anymore.
And buses, too. And buses, too. Yeah, I saw that.
So
I don't know.
We shall see what happens.
There's going to be a lot of debating. You know who's been quiet? You know this who's been quiet lately? Dr. Fauci.
Who?
Have you noticed you haven't heard anything from him?
Dr. Fauci.
You have not heard anything from him.
They probably moved him to a room in the back. Because, I mean, you know, ever since Trump, he got quieter, you know, and then there were other people speaking from the expert opinion, and Fauci was nowhere to be found.
You got to be quiet. With something over his mouth, you can't. But we'll see what happens. But hey, that's a good question, Leonard. What will we do?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll be here around here like the dinosaurs going extinct.
we'll be in the next Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
So definitely the sequel. Number 5 or 6, what number is it? I forget. So, anyway, which leads to our next story. You know, I was sitting here thinking, you know, we're on a little philosophical kick right now. So, so we have to look at things. We threw out a couple of philosophical things last week, so people are coming back, you know, with their little comments on the things that we had to say. So I want to throw another question out there. What do you think is most important these days, I'm going to say? Wealth or happiness? What do you think, Leonard?
So, you know, that's a very tough question. So, you know, I think it kind of depends on the type of person, because, you know, I think people want wealth, they want happiness, but there's some people who money would not ultimately make them happy. You know, I don't know who they are because it's not me. If I had money, like, Dave, I almost put it like they talk about relationships. They said happiness is an inside job. You know, so like I'm happy without money. Like if I was dead broke I don't know about dead broke, but you know, my happiness does not depend on money. Okay. So I'm going to be happy regardless. So for right now, I'm going to take the money, because I don't feel like the money is going to change me from who I am. And, you know, so I'll be a wealthy and happy at the same time, because I'm already happy. But, you know, I will say, and, you know, I'll just look at like people who win the lottery, people who, you know, get inheritances. But, you know, sometimes wealth, if you're not in the right state of mind and you come into instant wealth, you know, it's not necessarily a good thing. So like we even see like the basketball players and football players, right, when they get to like the NBA and NFL, like, you know, they get all that money for the first time, don't know what to do with it. We won't even speak about the rappers, You know, ain't no need for you going out. You know, you got $100,000 advance. You buying gold chains and, you know, treating all your homeboys to, you know, balling, you know, being in the club and all that stuff. So I would recommend most people to take happiness unless they knew how to manage wealth with that happiness. So I know that wasn't exactly what you were looking for, but it is what it is, Dave. What about you?
All right.
Happiness or wealth?
You know what?
That's saying like money right poor. There. Go ahead.
I've been poor all my life, so I have to say happiness.
Hold on. You gotta say which one?
Happiness.
Okay.
You know, I guess my thinking is, you know, I think back to the happiest time of my life was when I was living in the projects and in a community full of extended family-like people. You know what I mean? And we just had a ball living over there in those projects. If I could have that type of joy again, I would definitely take it. You know, to be able to experience that type of thing again. For those who probably grew up and didn't have the best of childhood or whatever the case may be and didn't get a chance to experience the type of life that, you know, you hear a lot of old folks talk about, or, you know, you hear your parents talk about, or, you know, for those that are younger, it was definitely a different day and time. It was a caring time. It definitely was the, you know, when you hear the people say the axiom, you know, it takes a village to raise a child. I lived in that village. I experienced that, you know, and it was nothing like it. And so that type of happiness, I would sure love the experience again, to be in a community like that again. Not have a care in the world, always something to do, not necessarily involving a phone or video games or anything right. Like that. Yeah, because when you got sent to your room, you were upset about being in your room as opposed to, oh, okay, thank you. Nowadays, you know, when the kids are spending all their time in their room, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Because I know you had that situation.
Yeah, I do.
Being put on punishment and you couldn't go outside, and all you'd be sitting there and you're looking out the window and all your friends are having a good time running around and everything, and you can't come out because you've done something that you had no business doing. So I think about that type of happiness. I would love to experience that type of thing again. I think the world needs that. Some of the stories we talked about tonight. I mean, you know, we need that. Unfortunately, the money thing, of course, it'd be nice to have money. It'd be nice to say wealth was my choice. But, you know, we've heard too many rap songs about more money, yeah, more problems.
More money, more problems.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
you know, and automatically that smile for a lot of people goes off their face when they get money.
Right.
Because now you got to concentrate on keeping it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to concentrate on making sure that people aren't taking it from you.
Right. Fake friends.
Fake friends.
Unknown relatives.
You know.
Pop out of nowhere.
Right. A few years ago, a settlement, you know, over $100,000, you know, for the accident went through a lot of pain and suffering. I mean, you know, they're doing much better now, but they got a back problem that will always be reoccurring and all that kind of stuff. They got over $100,000 in the settlement. Lawyer took 33% of it.
Wow. Damn, the lawyers be taking that? Sheesh.
Yeah, they do all the work. You know, they don't charge you anything until you get your money.
Yeah.
You know, and then the hospital bills that were not paid, they had to pay out of that money.
Hold on, did the lawyer get his money first, or did they take the expenses first? The
lawyer
first?
Got his money first.
Wow.
Then the lawyer told them there were certain bills, you know, from the hospital and doctor bills that they had to pay up before they can spend the money on themselves. So they got over $100,000. They ended up with just get like a little over $30,000 by the time it was over. Think about that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then they didn't tell anybody that, you know, she told me she told one person. The next thing, or her whole family.
Right. They told everybody.
Yeah. Now she lives in Delaware. She lives in Delaware. Family lives somewhere else. Somehow the family found out about it. Two family members showed up at her door that she hadn't seen in 10 years.
Damn. For the money? Sheesh.
Because all they heard is that she got over $100,000.
Right.
Okay. They don't know what she ended up with. They just heard that she got over $100,000.
Right.
Yeah, so this is the type of thing that happens. And she hasn't been the same since she got the money.
Yeah,
she said, Dave, I almost wish I didn't get it. She said, because as soon as the lawyer showed me their bill, I was like, wow. And then they told her she had to pay the doctor bills, which she paid. And like I said, you know, so all her pain and suffering all of a sudden was only worth $30,000.
Yeah.
So this is the type of thing. That's what I say personally for myself. I just want to be happy.
All right. Well, if you come across the wealth,
as long as I can maintain my lifestyle and everything, being happy, I'm gonna put it that way. You know, if I can be happy with what I have, I'm good.
So when that wealth comes across,
I'm still gonna try to hit the powerball.
Just throw it on over here. I'm already happy, so. You know, give me the money right now.
Yeah, I know. Well, I can be happier.
Nah, it's too late, Dave. You said you want to be happy.
If you get the money, you should care. But I'm just saying, I could be happier if you get the money and you share. I'm going to say it one more time.
Yeah, but you already said...
I could be happier. You know, okay, go ahead.
But you already told me you see what money do to people, and I don't want to do that to you, okay?
Well, you'll be doing that to me if you don't share.
No, I won't, because, you know, money is the root of all that evil, Dave. You're a good guy over there.
But that means you turn the evil if you don't share, Leonard.
But Dave, you know,
I
probably won't be able to share, because just like you said, once the wife takes her part, the kids take their part. You know, I think I owe my brother some money. You know all that. FAMU, you know, I got to donate to FAMU over there. All that said, I walk away with a meal at Old Country Buffet and, you know, late night happy hour Applebee's. That's all I have room for.
This is what we're talking about, folks. This is the type of thing that money does. You know, I was his brother yesterday. Now I'm a nobody. You know, so all I got to say is that money, see what money does? I just proved my case, because he just went totally rogue on me just
Ain't nobody go rogue.
You know. Yes, you did. Because you tell me that you ain't gonna share, man. That's going rogue.
No, all I said is just like Meek Mill said, my baby needs a new pair of shoes and they need some milk, or you know, whatever you say.
I think Meek can buy some shoes and some milk. I think he can right. do that. Yeah, Meek is worth a few million, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I'm just saying. But it is what it is. But we wanna know how you folks might answer that question. You heard what we had to say about it. We hope that you will go ahead and answer and then, you know, comment about it so we can see what your answers are. We want to know what you're thinking. We always want to know what you're thinking. You are listening to News and Trends with Dave and Lynn. And let me see. You got anything else you need to put out there, sir?
Nah, you know what I'm going to say. I hope everyone has a great, productive week. Make sure you catch our show on Friday, 6 o'clock. And I'm good, Dave.
Okay. All right. Yes, definitely stay safe and do everything you have to do to be that way. Thank you for listening. And hopefully we'll next week be able to show you the type of merchandise that we're going to have out there for you.
Really.
As my, you know, I ain't put no pressure on nobody, Leonard. So I'm just saying, we'll do what we have to do to get that out to you, because I know I'm getting a lot of questions. You know, when we're going to have the merchandise out and everything. So I'm working on people. I'm working on him, by the way. But thank you again for listening. Hopefully, like Len said, you guys will tune in on Friday at 6 o'clock when we do our weekend roundup, and I guess we are done. So you guys have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
Tune in next week, ladies and gentlemen, for another edition of News and Trends with your hosts, Dave and Lynn.